The NCAA also voted to allow players to enter the NBA draft, but then return to school if they go undrafted. Also, introducing more rigorous certification requirements for summer basketball-related events and longer postseason bans, head coach suspensions, and increased recruiting restrictions for college coaches who break the rules. Sports in this 5 o'clock hour brought to you in part by Surf and Sirloin Restaurant. You know the place, located eastbound Manchester, just west of 270. What does USDA prime beef really mean? You usually won't find USD prime meat at your supermarket because its limited supply is gobbled up by all the finest restaurants in the country. Of all the beef produced in the U.S., less than 2% is certified as USDA prime. But at Surf and Sirloin, that's what's for dinner. The USDA prime, New York strip, ribeye, and porterhouse. And Surf and Sirloin is also now hiring servers, hostess, and bartender positions. For more information on that, call 822-3637, 822-3637, or check them out online at surfandsirloin.com. From the all-new 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. If you'd like to sponsor the news, weather, or sports during this broadcast or have a comment, you can email me, tim@gatewaypi.net. If you'd like to have Frank Opinion speak for your business with a live endorsement or have a comment for Frank, email him directly, frankopinion@yahoo.com.
Club Fitness has something for everybody. Join by August 15th and pay nothing to get started.
Nothing?
No enrollment, no processing.
Like zero?
Yep, just walk in and work out.
Like free?
Plus, free kids club and free group classes at over 20 locally owned St. Louis area locations.
All right, let's sweat it on.
Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Join by August 15th and pay nothing to get started. No enrollment, no processing. Some restrictions apply.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with a service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
Western Sports Bar and Grill takes bar food to a whole new level. They offer a full menu of made-from-scratch items and brine their corned beef in-house. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and enjoy $6 select appetizers, plus discounted pitchers, buckets, drafts, wells, and wine. Visit Lester's on Clayton Road near Highway 40, or view Lester's menu at lestersrestaurant.com. Lester's, a sports bar that serves up great food, or a great restaurant that serves up sports. You'll just have to decide at Lester's.
Denise here from Appliance Discounters. Let's talk GE Appliances. First of all, what do you prefer? Professional and European? Restaurant inspired? Modern with clean lines? Now you can choose any inspiration with the GE product line, as well as a variety of finishes like stainless steel, black stainless, slate, and black slate, and they're all on display at any of the Appliance Discounters locations. As always, get them for the lowest price and with rebates up to $1,500 on select packages. Shop the locally owned Appliance Discounters with 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Don't miss the Cardinals Hall of Fame weekend, presented by Edward Jones, when the Redbirds host the Brewers August 17th through the 19th. Friday night, it's the Mystery BP Pullover, presented by Coca-Cola and Schnucks. And Saturday, it's the Hall of Fame Mystery Baseball Cap, courtesy of Edward Jones. Sunday wraps up the Hall of Fame weekend with a Dizzy Dean watch, presented by AT&T. That's August 17th through 19th. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
Join Pride St. Louis and the Cardinals for Pride Night at Busch Stadium on Friday, August 17th. With the purchase of a special Pride Night themed ticket, fans will receive a Cardinals t-shirt with a rainbow STL logo, and a portion of each ticket sold will benefit Missouri Courage Scholarship. Join LGBT friends and family on August 17th for Pride Night at Busch Stadium. Get your tickets today at cardinals.com/theme.
Reason number 6 why RVs are so popular. They're pet friendly. Your fuzzy family member can go with you. Like Reverend Bentley and Mr. Chips, his small terrier. Each summer, he'd hitch up his aristocrat trailer and head to the dry heat of the Southwest, eventually settling in Deming, New Mexico. He became friends with the local sheriff, likely because arriving late one night, he stopped at a grassy patch along the road, only to find out the next morning that it was a local cemetery. After moving to the land of the living, Bentley and Mr. Chips would go to town in search of local gatherings, especially church picnics, and quickly became well-known. A man, a dog, an RV. Adventures begin at Byerly, the center of the RV world.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family, show them you care
for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Oh, hello there. I'm 70s heartthrob and multi-Emmy award-winning sportscaster Doug Vaughn. Has your life been feeling dull? Well, I'll just get straight to the point. Come into the sharpest place in town and live with a new edge. Scissors, knives, pruners, hedge clippers, lawnmower blades, whatever you need sharpened, the fine professionals at Bertarelli Cutlery can take care of it for you. 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex, now with a new DePere location. Stop in with coworkers or clients Monday through Friday from 11 to 4 and enjoy a delicious lunch combo. Choose from 14 flavor-filled entrees, all served with rice, refried beans, and a soda. Or order the tableside guacamole and enjoy the show as your server makes fresh guacamole from scratch just for you. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at two convenient locations, 1235 Washington Avenue downtown or 12796 Manchester, just west of 270. Rosalita's Cantina, Tex-Mex. Done right.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join us, partners.
Oh, no, not yet.
There's no fun left on
the air.
And cleansing. They say everyone should have one.
He was the secretary of Colin Powell.
Well, that's two times I got to do that today. Welcome to the August 8th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by the dental clinic that I've gone to for 45 years. It's May, June, July, August. 45 years and 4 months. So 45 years and 4 months, I've been a patient at Ballast Dental Care. We'll talk about Ballast Dental Care. Talk about you. Talk about how long it's been since you've been to the dentist, and maybe it hasn't been that long. I still want you to make an appointment at Ballast Dental Care the next time you're due to go to the dentist, and I think you will change dentists. I do. We'll talk after this.
Hey!
You know, I never know who's going to be on the control board when I come in here, but there's an envelope. And in it, it tells me who our control board operator is. Behind a secret partition. I don't get to see him until this time of the show. Let's find out who it is, shall we?
Pretty big envelope.
Huge envelope.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, this is a big envelope.
Yeah. I don't think you're supposed to talk.
It's Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, who's the control board operator today. The man who spent 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. Limey, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
This next man is... By the way, we had a good idea for him earlier. I don't know if you heard it or not, about doing a whole thing on truck stops. Maybe just a book on truck stops or a video that's just, my goodness, you'd never run out of stuff to see or talk about or share with people. This is the guy who, he's the guy who could do it. There are truck stops everywhere. I don't care if you head north or south or west or if you're...
He's found it. Truck stop.
Way, 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 way,
of truck stops. Plenty of truck stops all over this great country, and I'm sure, don't you think that's a good category, Bill Cleveland? The truck stop.
Yes, great. If I remember correctly, the largest truck stop in America is in Iowa.
I think you may
I
be
don't
right.
remember the interstate.
The
but
first
I think
one
it's in Iowa.
Was the Dixie truck stop in Illinois on the way to Chicago. That's Bill Cleveland. Bill, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
See, you asked him to do a book on truck stops, but then you took it downhill and you said it would be a better book to do on truck stop hookers.
And well, I never said a book about hookers. Said a book about hookers.
I thought go back to the tape.
I never said do a book about truck stop hookers.
What is this, 1995?
We don't use tape. Okay. Go back to the tape.
You talked about truck stop hookers.
I did. I asked the guy on the phone who was a trucker, what's the deal with truck stop hookers? Are there still... And he just said he'd only run into two in his entire... You know, 30
I thought you said somebody could write a book about that.
Nope. Never said right. book about hookers. All never. Right. Get those ears cleaned out. Bill, you said hi to everybody.
I did.
That's right. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi, and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefelin. If you're thinking about retiring, call Mark and Jason for a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Next guy, from time to time, hears things that really aren't there. He thinks he hears something that didn't really happen, but that's okay. He's allowed to make a mistake or two. He's allowed to even be a little tired because he holds down two jobs. That's right. He's a newsman, but he also is something else. That is the theme from the Rockford Files, Jim Rockford. Played by James Garner, was a private investigator, and so is this guy, Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. If you have somebody in your life you'd like to find, or maybe somebody who owes you money, maybe an old friend from high school or college, or an estranged family member, or somebody you've never even met, there are a lot of limited websites out there that want to charge you some money, but at my firm, Gateway Investigations, I give you the following guarantee. If I don't find them, I don't charge you. For a free consultation on that, you can email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
That's a pretty good deal.
A strange family member?
Yeah.
No, estranged. Estranged. Everybody has a strange,
we all have a strange
family member.
Yeah.
But not everybody has an estranged family member. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy was back in our dumpster earlier today and throwing up in the dumpster.
Oh.
And I said, what happened? And he said he got a hold of some estranged, what was it?
Cheese.
Estranged cheese. And it must have gone bad. Didn't sit real well.
Yeah.
He said he rarely does that. He's pretty good on that cheese thing. He knows if it's good or if it's no good anymore. He made a mistake today. You'll be fine, Rat Boy. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yes. Yes. Brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. When we are kids, when we're children, no child likes going to the dentist. My grandson just went to the dentist last week at Ballast Dental Care, and it was no big deal. He didn't mind it at all because, you know, from that early age of five or even earlier, we'd take him to the right place, take him to Ballast Dental Care. But I think most kids, especially... if you're a baby boomer and you think back to when you were a kid, my goodness, is anything more frightening than going to the dentist?
I hated that. And my dentist used to give us little toy erasers, like shaped like a dinosaur.
Oh, yeah,
or
I remember those.
Yeah.
And that's sad. They had to do that to sort of try to offset the horrible pain they were going to put you through and fear. And the only other thing as a kid I was scared to death was if I went to a doctor's office, any doctor, dentist, anything, and they held up a hypodermic needle, whoo! For some reason, a shot was the scariest thing when you're a kid. Most kids don't like going to the dentist. Here's the sad thing. A lot of adults hate the dentist, too. It's the same fear they had as a kid because they're not going to the right place. They don't know the name Ballast Dental Care, which means they don't listen to this show, which means if I were you, I'd be tempted to not have anything to do with them. But we don't live like that, do we? We love our brothers, all children of God, even the poor souls and stupid people who don't listen to this show. If you know somebody who doesn't listen, of course they're stupid, but please embrace them, accept them, invite them in the circle.
and very slowly educate them and get them out of their stupidity and up their IQ level. Tell them about the show. Tell them about Ballast Dental Care. The next time you're around somebody and they start telling a horrible dental experience, just say, hey, stop right there. I can put an end to that. I'm going to send you to Ballast Dental Care, and you won't ever have a story to tell like that again. Story of fear and pain and anxiety. It's horrible. And think about the stigma. Think about how tough it had to be for the great dentist at Ballast Dental Care and for even now to go through life. And they go to a party, and somebody goes, oh, what do you do? And let's say my dentist, Dr. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe, says, oh, I'm a dentist. Oh, so you hurt people. You scare. See, they have to carry that with them, that stigma, because of all the other dentists who don't know how to do this right. I'm not saying they all the others don't. I'm saying there are plenty of them out there who don't have chair-side manner. They don't, and their people don't. They weren't trained to do this right. Because it's not just dentistry, it's psychology. You have to overcome and help people overcome this fear they have and this anxiety. And you're only going to do that if the first time they go there is a pleasant experience. It has to be. That's the only way they're going to overcome it. They have to walk out of there thinking, wow, I thought all dental clinics were terrible. I was wrong. And then they actually look forward to their next appointment. So make that first appointment, whether you were in a dentist's office 6 months ago or 16 years ago. It doesn't matter. What? Somebody's breathing. Who's breathing? Somebody.
That's not me.
No, yeah.
You're not breathing.
Stop breathing.
No. I don't mean stop breathing forever. I did. No, hang on. It was just like. I think
I'm going to breathe. Now you tell me if this was me.
Oh. Yep, that's what I heard.
Oh, I am your father.
That was a very good Darth Vader, by the way.
Oh, man. I don't know how anybody in this room could be touchy about anything the way we butcher each other all the time, verbally. Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. And yes, they have a website. It's Ballast Dental Care. Okay, I was waiting for the breathing. .com? Yeah, I was trying to hear the breathing. I didn't hear it. BallastDentalCare.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa.
Oklahoma. I think he's given serious thought to a segment or video just on truck stops. I think we've planted the seed and given him an idea. He, of course, is Bill Cleveland, and he's brought to you by Window World. And as he travels the country, he notices and can confirm that the number one selling replacement window, no matter which direction you go, north, south, east, or west, is Window World, for lots of good reasons. Give it up, please, for Bill Cleveland. How you doing, Bill?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Great.
Now, you've kind of gotten into the Simon Cowell t-shirt thing lately.
I wear t-shirts a lot.
What's the Simon Cowell t-shirt thing?
That you always wear a t-shirt. That's all he ever wears.
But he wears white.
All about being comfortable.
You remember when we had him on the show, Dan, Simon Cowell? And I asked him about his t-shirt?
Yeah.
I said, you always wear t-shirts. Are they any kind of special shirts? He said, they're $80 a piece.
Yeah.
That's what he spends. It's one brand, one type t-shirt. I don't remember the type. It was $80. So yeah, I actually went and bought one because they look like nice t-shirts, but it didn't fit me the way it fits him because he's in good shape and I'm not. And that
trust me, because I've been doing this a long time, you are not cut out for this.
I know. I know, Simon. I tried one of them. It didn't fit like it fits on you.
I do remember that interview, and I remember he was
nice, and I was disappointed in that. I wanted him to be really nasty, but he wasn't. He was nice. And I watched a little. I haven't watched America's Got Talent for quite a while, but I watched just a little of it last night. He's getting very, very gray. But he's also one of those guys who, as he gets older, he's turning into a good-looking guy.
Well, Frank.
Sorry, easy, buddy. But he is.
All right. I'll just keep it moving.
Yeah.
For your benefit.
Please do.
Tomorrow begins the State Fair of Missouri. Missouri State Fair will go for 11 days. I've only been to one state fair, and it wasn't in Missouri. It was actually the largest in the country.
Do
you know the largest state fair in America?
Well, no, but you're about to tell me.
Is it in Illinois or Missouri?
No.
Iowa.
Nope. Not
south?
Iowa.
Is it south?
Iowa's, I think, number five.
Is that south?
Kansas.
South. Memphis?
Texas.
Well, Memphis is a city, not
Mexico.
A state.
New Orleans.
Well, but they have what's called the Mid-South Fair.
Now, of the 50 states, which one is the biggest state fair?
State fair.
Alaska.
I'm going to say...
California.
I will say...
So
Illinois.
No. I just said it wasn't Missouri or Illinois. State Fair of Texas.
I'll say Texas.
Tim, nice job, Dan.
Yeah, Texas.
Tim said Texas.
He did.
I don't usually listen to Tim.
To
I apologize.
Right,
yeah.
Sorry about that. State Fair of Texas.
Can I stop and say, if anybody's never been to a state fair, you have to go at least once. It's just, there's nothing like it.
That's the only one that I've been to is the one in Texas, just outside of Dallas. And so, and I have to say thank you to Larry Connors. He helped me print this out here. He'll come crying if I don't give him some credit.
Whoa.
Here.
Wow.
No, he was very nice to print these out for me. I have some of the new or recent fried food from the State Fair of Texas. So I thought I'd go through a few of these. You can say yes, no, maybe so. We all heard... let's see here. Butter, of course. Bubble gum, beer, Coke. Those are some that have been around
fried
for a while.
Fried bubble gum?
Fried Coke?
Oh, you've never heard of either of those?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I had a fried Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid is actually one that's on the list. So here are a few. You tell me.
How do you fry Coke?
I think you mix it into a batter. So it's like heavily tastes like Coke, and then you fry the same way as you make Kool-Aid balls.
That's the same with the Kool-Aid, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So here, all right, Jelly Belly jelly beans.
I don't like jelly beans.
Oh, that's right.
I can't stand jelly beans.
I don't know if I'd like those fried.
I don't like them anyway.
No.
Cadbury cream eggs.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I like those.
I don't like the eggs.
Once a year.
Maybe fried I would like them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not a... What's a chocolate egg? I don't know what the stuff is in the middle, which is...
Cream. I don't want any cream inside chocolate.
Okay.
I just want solid chocolate.
Pizza.
Fried
so they
pizza?
Actually take a slice of pizza, they bread it, and they deep fry it.
That sounds good.
I think that sounds good, too. Trevor mentioned Kool-Aid. French fried... A French fry coated hot dog. And I saw a photo of this. It is a hot dog that they have covered in fries and they batter it and deep fry it.
Nice. No, that's
good. All right. Sweet.
I'm into that.
How about fried lice? Is that on there?
Lice?
That's a great joke.
Yeah.
Fried lice?
Pecan pie.
No, you don't mess up pecan pie. It needs nothing. It doesn't need to be fried. It's too good.
Lattes. So this is a little bit of a misnomer here, I guess. So they have, it's some sort of a sweet dough, which is topped with coffee-flavored ice cream, whipped cream, and shaved chocolate, and then fried.
I'm sure it's all right.
I think it sounds pretty
good. Latte.
So this one is apparently one of the most popular new items that they are frying at state fairs, and it's salsa.
It doesn't even sound like something that should be fried.
None of these things
I don't think of frying a liquid.
Fried salsa.
Yes, they roll it in crushed tortilla chips, and then they fry it.
Okay.
You know, the only thing, the ultimate antithesis is if you were to go to a state fair and have fried salad.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because next on the list is Club Salad.
Oh, God.
Really?
It is a spinach wrap filled with ham, bacon, cheese, chicken, tomatoes, shredded lettuce, and carrots, fried and served on a bed of lettuce.
Somebody said, this is way too healthy. What can we do to screw this healthy
fried
food up?
Salads.
Let's fry it.
S'mores? That doesn't sound horrible.
But again, some of these things, why fry it and ruin it? It's perfect the way it is.
Pumpkin pie. I like pumpkin pie. That's my favorite.
Oh,
of all the pies, that's my favorite.
I don't need
pumpkin
to fry
pie.
It.
Pineapple upside down cake. They fry
okay.
That
all right.
Might be good.
A few more. Deep fried cheesecake.
Okay.
I like cheesecake. That sounds pretty good. Oreos. I can't believe that wasn't higher on the list. Oreos. Fried Oreos.
That's delicious.
That's all I
That's
see
a pretty
anywhere.
Popular
Don't
one.
Don't mess with them.
Oreos and Twinkies.
Mm-hmm. And the last one on the list here is fried bacon cinnamon rolls.
Now that sounds pretty
that
good.
That does sound pretty good. So
that sounds nice.
If you've never been to a state fair, like Frank said, absolutely check it out. And Sedalia is, 3 hours from St. Louis? Maybe not quite 3 hours?
Tops 3 hours.
Yeah, so it begins tomorrow if you want to check out the Missouri State Fair, and it will run for 11 days. If you'd like some more, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com. I'm Bill Cleveland, on the road and on 590 The Fan.
I have a couple of state fair questions and observations. Real state fairs have those, pie baking contests and greased pig competitions, and the rural people show up and they, you know, show off their prized cows and hogs, and they have auctions. That's a real state fair. But then you also have in there with it Ferris wheel and some rides, and then all those throw the softball, knock over three bottles, and get a stuffed animal. See, that's all part of a state fair. And I think kids love going to even a county fair. And we're getting close to time where all the county fairs will be around here. The first nude show of nude women that I ever saw, believe it or not, was in Belleville, Illinois, at the county fair. There was a tent, and you paid a good $2. You go in the tent, and it was, and I'm not kidding, like totally naked women. And I still to this day can't believe that they did that back in 1968 or 70 or whatever it was.
Wow.
But these women were completely nude. And I'm 18 or whatever. Tongues hanging out. I can't believe what I'm looking at. It's the first time I've ever seen anything like that.
Tentpole was up.
Yeah. My tentpole was up. Their tentpole was up. But what's interesting, when I met my wife...
You didn't meet her in the tent.
No. She wasn't in the show. But we went one night when we first started. We went, I think it was over there, like Belleville, to the county fair. And she loved, and this is to me a food that is so disgusting, I can't stand it, Pronto Pups, which I think is a corn dog. I don't think there's any difference. Corn dog. She loved
them. What did you call it?
Pronto Pup.
Pronto Pup.
Yeah, that's what they called them, but it was basically a corn dog.
Oh, I love corn dogs.
Oh, she did too. And now what's funny is she's the health nut. I don't think she'd eat a corn dog now, but boy, she liked them then. And I just have vivid memories of the county fair or state fair, usually hot.
Yeah.
Great place to take a date. Oh, my goodness, there's no more better place to take a date. If you're in high school, go to the county fair or the state fair. It's so much fun.
Frank just inspired me for something, Bill. Fried stripper.
Yeah, now you're talking.
I wonder what state, if there are any state fairs that have fried strippers, you let me know.
All right, I'll let you know. Sure enough, here it is, Pronto Pup. Looking at pictures of them right now. You're right, just like a corn dog.
That's great for radio, isn't it?
But see, if you're with a date, it doesn't matter which stuffed animal you win. It doesn't matter. It's just fun.
I always like going to a county fair because they're a little bit different than the ones we have over in England. So you get all that American stuff. Like a guy, there's always, every time you go to a fair, there's some guy carving something with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Which is always fun.
And then there's the place where you take nickels and you throw them on the plates. And if it lands on the plate, you get the plate. The plate's worth 4 cents.
Yeah.
And you'll go through 600 nickels to get a plate.
What about like the little goldfish competitions where you used to be able to win a goldfish in a bag? Do they still have them? Because I haven't seen them in years.
They probably don't because of PETA, but you're right. You take the goldfish home every year.
I had a pet goldfish, and it would last for about a month or two, and it would die, but, you know, it was fun.
I was at a carnival one time, and they still had the goldfish, and this was not long. This was like a year or two ago.
That's cool.
Not that long.
And they actually had 22 rifles at the arcade where you pick them up and shoot the time. They were real 22 rifles. You could never have that now. They were real rifles, and they were on a cord, so you couldn't steal them, but they were 22 caliber rifles.
The last one I saw was a pellet, like an air rifle.
Right.
But it had a hose that went actually into the barrel, so you didn't even load it or anything.
Right.
And a chain that was like bolted to the desk. So yeah, you're not doing anything with that.
And I always just found it amusing that the guy who won the giant tiger or whatever stuff paid by the time he did $67 for a $10 thing.
It was the best scene in Doc Hollywood when Woody Harrelson was the marksman at the state fair and he's got the shotgun behind his head.
Bing, 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 bing. Doc Hollywood's actually a pretty good movie.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Michael J. Fox, if you don't know what that is, you can look it up. It's a good movie. It's a whole family movie. Could watch it. Larry Connors comes on in about 30 minutes. Here's a little of what Larry will be talking about. Police say a religious leader's son has been training children to commit school shootings. Larry will have details. Can you name the major black politician who declared that abortion is black genocide? Why would he make that statement? And does he still believe it? Larry will have details. There's still no arrest in any of the 70-plus Chicago shootings this past weekend because of the snitches get snitches.
Stitches.
What did I say?
Snitches get snitches.
You repeated yourself. You said snitches get snitches.
Yeah.
Go back to the tape.
Are you finished laughing, Limey?
Yes.
Kind of sounded stupid, but I don't
know. He hadn't been rude to you yet in this hour like he was in the 3 and 4 hours, so.
Well, let me tell you why you're all about to feel really bad.
Oh. Okay.
Are you dyslexic?
Nope. Oh. I'm going to read a letter from my doctor.
Oh.
He wrote this morning and asked me to bring it with me just in case I had any issues, to whom it may concern.
What's his name?
Harry Holchek. He's actually a former gynecologist.
Oh.
OBGYN, Harry Holchek. To whom it may concern, my patient, Frank O'Pinion, recently suffered a small stroke. It is very possible that he may say things that sound odd or don't make any sense. Please give him a pass on this if you would. He's recovering nicely. Again, all we ask is that you just be kind and try not to make fun of him as he gets through this. Mm. Now, how do you feel?
I feel okay.
I feel all right. Yeah, yeah.
I knew it. Larry will focus on a ruling that says girls must allow a boy into their high school locker rooms if the boy says he's transgender. What is the world coming to?
I'm transgender, let me in.
This has been going on for a while.
Little pig, let me in.
And tonight Larry has a special tribute to a member of the Tuskegee Airmen. He flew more than 60 combat missions. All that and more tonight on Larry Connors USA. When I saw the thing about the girls must be allowed, they have to let boys in their high school locker room if the boy says he's transgender. What a pile of crap that is. When I was in high school, there was a kid who, he was very clever and he was great in science and he was just advanced and ahead of the rest of us in understanding technology. And he could rig things and make things. He cooked up a camera in the shower, in the high school, of the girls' shower. Put it up sort of where nobody would notice it and built and created and invented a remote shutter thing where he could, he ran back then, it has a cable, it was a shutter cable. He had to run it several feet, I mean like several dozen feet. And when the PE was over or whatever and all the girls went in the shower, he'd wait till he knew they'd had time to undress and you start taking
them. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And then, of course, you had to get developed, but he had his own dark room, so he'd process them. Oh, my God. Can you imagine if you did that now? He'd be in prison.
Oh, yeah. They should have
consulted with him when they made the movie Porky's, when they had that same thing.
I know of the movie.
Beulah Ballbreaker was her name in the movie. She was a gym teacher. And Pee-wee was the little guy who put his manhood through the glory hole, and Beulah Ballbreaker saw it, and she ran over to it and gave it the old two-handed tug-of-war.
Do I need to watch Porky's again?
You need to watch Porky's.
Oh, yeah, you do.
If for nothing else than to see Beulah Ballbreaker.
I have to watch it when my wife's not around, because she won't think that's right.
Porky's 1, yes. Porky's 2, stay away from me.
Porky.
Yeah.
Porky's.
There you go. See, he can do it.
That better?
Yeah. There's 1 Porky's. And 2?
Yeah, there's the second one, but it's terrible.
Now, some people are listening right now, and they're thinking to themselves, well, Frank seems extra excited today. He seems up. I am up, and I am excited. I got my tickets to the pageant to see Moneybag Yo.
Moneybag Yo?
Yes, Dan. September 15th,
whoa.
Moneybag Yo is coming to the pageant. For those of you, and I can't even imagine anybody not being familiar with Moneybag Yo.
He's not
a rapper. You wouldn't know by the name. I know all his stuff. Here's a little bit of a number, and what you're going to notice is it's a different kind of rap. It doesn't sound like. Here's a little Moneybag Yo.
Is this from your iPod?
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh, yeah.
It's got a different sound.
They said they need answers. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. You win about it the wrong way, so we can't fix it.
All right, that's enough. Right there, you know. This is different. Mm. This is not like, no, I was just emphasizing.
Oh.
This is not like all other rap. Now, and then what really did it for me and clinched my admiration for Moneybag Yo is an interview that he did. And I thought, well, I'm not going to listen to this. He's probably just an inarticulate street thug. He doesn't even know how to speak. And then I heard the interview.
Oh, yo.
What's up, bro?
What's up with you, man? How you doing?
I'm feeling good.
Where you coming from? Where you
at? He's the one who just said,
I'm doing good.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
You in Memphis, man.
Yeah, I'm just moving around, touring.
How what? Was you growing up out there, man?
It was hard. It was rough, but, you know, we made it out.
Fine, let me translate. It was hard. It was rough. You know what I mean? This guy, unlike a lot of rappers, this guy can speak the king's English.
Would you like me to translate?
It sounds like he said he likes cows because he said he was mooing around.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean translate? It's crystal clear. What do you translate?
Never mind then.
Play a little more.
Yeah. So how did you link up with Gotti?
I just took over the city. He labeled himself the king of Memphis. I just took over the city.
Oh, that's enough right
John
there.
Gotti?
I think right there is all you need to hear. Now I'm going to sell out the pageant after I've played that. It'll be a sellout by the end of tonight. Pageant, Moneybagg Yo. You heard him. You heard him speak. You heard his music. Let's fill that place. What do you say? I just wish they'd call at me and introduce him. I get to introduce Tanya Tucker, the Gatlins, and the Oak Ridge Boys October 20th at the Family Arena. Why don't they call me for stuff like this? Introduce Moneybagg Yo.
Was that Bruce Limperous with Moneybagg Yo?
No.
Playing in the background?
No. Bruce is a great admirer of Moneybagg.
Sounds like Bruce. Listen.
Yeah. Turn up. Wow. Now, you know what?
He's saying big fat, big fat.
That's talent. No, that's talent right there. And it's just so different from other rap.
Right, now, there's actually a moment in his life when he said, I'm going to write some lyrics to a song. Big fat. And next word, going to be big fat. And then
next
how about
word, big fat.
Throw another big fat in there.
And then yo.
And not then, to be rude, it's big facts.
Well, facts. How would we know that? You can't understand a word the guy
If you
said.
Let me translate, you would know.
Do you know anything about Moneybagg Mo?
No, but I know quite a lot about
Moneybagg Mo.
Yo, I mean yo.
It's his cousin.
What does yo even mean? Yo.
I, it hello. Means I in Spanish.
Yo. That's right. It does?
What up? That's how I never understood. Yeah. What up, yo? Yo is I in Spanish.
Yep.
So you're saying what up, I.
I know. Well, he's one articulate guy.
I'm like Moneybagg Mo Howard.
That's great. That's funny, Dan.
Knucklehead, knucklehead.
Edit that out.
Okey-dokey.
It's so stupid.
Radio edit.
That's like redneck rap.
Here's my idea for my daughter's wedding. This is probably way out there.
Speedos.
I thought, what if I invited the listeners who have been, for a long time, hardcore listeners who've heard my daughter sing for years at Christmas. What if I did, like, the biggest, like, 2,000 people come, and listeners can come, and then afterwards there'll be sort of a second reception just for family and close friends. But what if I did that? What if I said, okay, like, $80 a couple, because I'm not paying for everybody's food, the first 2,000 people that lock in and make a reservation, you can all come to my daughter's wedding.
Will she sing at the wedding?
I think she would be happy to. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're hiring the Well-Hungarians.
The Well-Hungarians are already a done deal.
Funny idea. They would, terrible idea.
Put me down for a table for two.
Okay, is it a terrible idea?
No. It's a terrible idea.
Why? Why?
One, you're going to have then about 2,000 extra people getting in all of you and your family's way and trying to meet you and all that. And trust me, you're already booked for that day. Like, you're done. You're father of the bride. You're going to be right in the thick of it. That is a funny, yes, and maybe thoughtful idea, terrible idea. 2,000 people, they are going to ruin your daughter's wedding.
Counterpoint. If you had the wedding at noon.
Wait. And now it's time for Counterpoint.
Counterpoint, if you had the wedding at noon and then you had all the crazy listeners have like a little 2 p.m. reception.
Right.
And then
you
told them to beat it, and then you had only the family and friends thing at like 6.
That's what I just said. We'd have a second private sort of family reception.
Space it out, though. I mean, space it out. Give yourself some time to breathe and everything. And I think it's a tremendous idea. I think Limey's wrong.
I think that's a stupid idea.
Bill?
You're going to have a bunch of crazies.
Am I the tiebreaker here?
Yeah.
What if you... And now, so they're all coming to watch the ceremony. That's why they're
enjoying. And to have a little food, and they'll be fed, and they'll hear the Well-Hungarians play. Then we take a break, and they leave.
Yeah, but the listeners will show up, and they will pay for the pleasure of watching.
Well, yeah, if they're going to eat and have wine with their dinner, so I'm paying for all those people.
I think like 6 people would jump on that.
All Bill's followers would show.
To pay $80 to watch somebody else's wedding,
and eat and drink.
And eat. And
right. This is the number of people
throwing it out.
This is a good idea.
Okay, I'm throwing it out. No, I'm throwing it out right now. Throwing it out. Have you guys ever seen anybody drink coffee from a saucer?
Yes.
Yeah.
You have?
Yes. Yeah.
For no reason, this came to me today. My dad, who was always a laborer, like a blue-collar guy with a lunchbox, in the morning for breakfast, he would pour his coffee into a saucer. And I remember as a kid, I'd say, why do you do that? It cools the coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It cools it. Yeah. I don't ever see anybody do that because I guess it's just considered rude. You can only do it at home.
Nobody really has saucers anymore.
True.
Now, that's a great point, except in even a restaurant. They put a cup. You're right. There's no saucer. Okay. That would be a good reason. What else did I want to mention? This golf tournament, Bell Reeve. There's something I've noticed recently on golf tournaments. I don't know how they do this. When the guy tees off, that electronic tail they follow.
That blue.
How do they do that?
That's awesome.
Now, how do they do that?
Tim, you know about this because they've actually brought the... Tim talked about it in his news. Baseball is starting to bring it into their recording. So when somebody hits the ball, we can actually follow it.
They're live.
Oh, I know, but like... You know how in baseball you kind of just like, you know, the guy swings it out and then catches the ball? They're actually going to be doing it completely. So Tim, hopefully if you can find his news source from way back when, can actually tell us.
They tried this with hockey.
Yeah,
they did. They followed the puck, and I thought it was great, easier to follow. But then they killed it because people didn't like it.
Oh, no, I hated it.
Well, I mean, on hockey, you kind of want to, like, the lines could probably mess up with people, like, you know, you're seeing.
It has to be done with some type of radar to where they can recognize the path of the ball as it's going from a side angle and then give you the visual behind it.
I agree. It's a computer software program somebody developed, and the computer identifies the ball, can spot it, and follow it with that tail. Not a cameraman doing that.
It's probably the same sort of stuff that they use over at Top Golf because that tracks where it goes, doesn't it?
There you go.
But there's a chip in those balls.
Oh, right.
There's not a chip in his ball.
There's not a chip in these balls. Mike's going to get mad. Mike Evans. Ladies, get in here, please. Oh.
Wow, we are late.
He'll be back. That's nice.
And we've got commercials.
So this takes place in the South. It's there's a Navy cruiser that's anchored down in Mississippi for a week of shore leave, and the captain of this cruiser received a note from the wife of a high-ranking officer, a colonel, and it says, "Dear Captain." And this is very southern. Again, this is Mississippi. And you can hear her southern accent even in the tone of just the letter. "Dear Captain, Thursday will be my daughter Melinda's debutante ball. I would like 4 well-mannered, handsome, unmarried officers in their formal dress attire to attend the dance. They should arrive promptly at 8 p.m., be prepared for an evening of polite southern conversation. They should be excellent dancers, and they will be the escorts of 4 lovely young Southern Belle ladies. One last thing, Captain. No Jews, please." And again, Captain looks at it. 4 well-mannered, handsome, unmarried officers in their formal dress attire, promptly at 8, polite southern conversation, must be excellent dancers, they're escorting 4 southern belles, no Jews. Well, on Thursday at precisely 8 o'clock, Melinda's mother hears the doorbell. Do we have a doorbell?
No, we don't.
Okay. She opens it, and they're in full dress uniform. Are 4 handsome black officers. Her mouth falls open, and as she finally gets her wits about her, she says, "Now, there must be some mistake." And one of the gentlemen says, "No, ma'am, there's not. Captain Goldberg never makes a mistake."
Time for a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is brought to you by Staples. Accident eastbound 64 at the Poplar Street Bridge. It's partially blocking that 6th Street on-ramp. Accident southbound 270 south of 44. Accident southbound 55 near Bayless. Earlier tractor-trailer fire westbound 44 at 141. And a crash on northbound US 61 south of Flint Hill. Stop by your local Staples today so your small business can take advantage of the back-to-school deals at Staples. Like Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders for a $1.92, and one subject notebooks just 25 cents each. Limit 30 in-store only, ends 9/1/18. Staples, the back-to-school specialty store. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to The Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Oh, hello there. I'm 70s heartthrob and multi-Emmy award-winning sportscaster Doug Vaughn. Has your life been feeling dull? Well, I'll just get straight to the point. Come into the sharpest place in town and live with a new edge. Scissors, knives, pruners, hedge clippers, lawnmower blades, whatever you need sharpened, the fine professionals at Bertarelli Cutlery can take care of it for you. 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Another long work week is history, and your only thoughts are on somebody taking care of you. Preparing the most fantastic meal imaginable, with service that only royalty would expect. The excitement of each server bringing out different dishes, with smells that make you wish you ordered that, or the next one, or the next. Until that moment comes, when your meal is served. That's the feeling you get at Spiro's in Chesterfield, where it's fun to wait for the meal to be prepared perfectly, because you're going to enjoy world-class wine, or any beverage that makes your day a little brighter. And the stress of the work week and its obligations are all left at the door. Spiro's in Chesterfield is that place, and whether it's the Grecian-style broiled rack of lamb, fresh fish, or the stuffed filet mignon, you'll feel like, for that moment in time, you're on the Mediterranean, waiting to yell Opa. Spiro's at 1054 North Woods Mill Road in Chesterfield.
Mantality. The men's health clinic you have come to know and trust has FDA board certified physicians providing you with treatments to increase your energy, mental sharpness, and even weight loss. Mantality is helping men become better dads and husbands. Mantality will work with your insurance and will find a way to help any guy feel better. Mantality is fast, easy, and will even deliver medication to your door. Find out how Mantality can help you get back to your old self. Go to lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com.
Oh man, we're in trouble. We're in trouble because we have a little over 2 minutes. I'm going to have to give Mr. Evans a choice here of a couple of options I'll give him. First of all, I need to tell you that he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant at the Smokehouse Market. They're both east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And they're closed only on Mondays. Gift cards are a great idea. They sell thousands every year. Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse. Give it up for the soon-to-be very mad, and I don't blame him, Mike Evans, everybody. Now, here's what we could do. We have 2 minutes exactly. You can take it, use it, leave, and if you won't be mad, we will give you double time tomorrow. Like a Let's double get segment. Get on with
Let's
it.
Let's just get on with it.
Go.
Pop quiz today. Name the name of the celebrity who hates Mel Gibson, is a friend of Magic Johnson's, season ticket holder at Michigan State football games, only travels by limo, an NRA card carrier, and he has a daughter named Natalie, just like I do. Is it Michael Moore, Michael J. Fox, Michael Douglas, Mike Tyson? I'll give you the answer in a minute. And let me make this perfectly clear. This item has nothing to do with whether you love or whether you hate Donald Trump. I'm talking about this West Hollywood City Council wanting to take Trump's star off the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Somebody tell West Hollywood, shut the front door. It's none of their business what Hollywood does. It's not their call. They're two completely different jurisdictions. It's like Joplin telling St. Louis when to open and close the arch. I mean, it's not their concern. Second of all, if Trump starts taking off, what about Phil Spector and Robert Blake and
exactly.
Bill Simpson?
Exactly.
And don't they buy those stars?
How about Kevin Spacey and Bill Cosby and Harvey Weinstein and all these others?
Yeah, well, Jack, they absolutely should be taken off.
Jackhammer those, too. And while you're at it.
It's just, who?
I said take a jackhammer to all those, too. All
Absolutely.
Those criminals.
But what really gets me is West Hollywood is a very radical community. I mean, what are they doing telling Hollywood, which is 20 times bigger than them, and they're not connected at all? I mean, they have a border. It's ridiculous.
Oh, are we finished?
No, we're finished. The theme music. But I'm going to let it play. Done. I'm going to talk over Randy Newman. That's the least I can do.
Okay, here we go. Who hates Mel Gibson, loves Michigan State, and NRA carrier? Is it the Michael Moore, Michael J. Fox, Michael Douglas, Mike Tyson?
I'm going to say Michael Moore.
Michael Moore.
Michael Douglas.
Douglas.
It is Michael Moore. Movie reviews tomorrow. See ya.
You get double time tomorrow. Double time for Mike Evans. Thank you for being with us, everybody. We'll be here again tomorrow. We hope you will, too. Scott Sherman joins us at the 4 o'clock hour. Thank a police officer every chance you get, and have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Charlie Marlowe. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.